At the top of the news this Saturday morning, President George Bush is today in Kuwait, speaking to U.S. military leaders about the progress of the ongoing war in Iraq. He is also trying to shore up support for the Middle East peace process, a day after leaving the Holy Land. Bush spent his 2 days in Israel and the West Bank hearing about both sides on disputes about land and security. He also took time to visit the Christian holy sites, saying he was visiting them as a pilgrim. The president has promised to return to the region in May. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick is in the Holy Land with a group of European and North American bishops. He met with both President Bush and the Middle East peace envoy Tony Blair about peace process. Cardinal McCarrick told Philippa Hitchin his assessment of the trip.
Well, I think it was a good visit. I think he took people with hope and gave them more hope. I think he took people who had no hope and gave them at least some glimmer of hope. Is the president realistic? I hope he is. I hope that if we all work together, we can come to a solution. It's not going to solve all the problems that exist. For example, the problem of Gaza will probably still go on for a while. But it will be something that will give people a greater sense of finishing up what has been a work in progress and sometimes a work without progress for a long time.
As you know, he talked quite openly about the occupation, Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories. We haven't heard that kind of language much before from the Bush administration. Is this marking a shift, do you think, in attitude that may be a little bit more insistent upon Israel moving out of the territories?
Well, I think it marks another stage in the journey toward a two-state solution. I think that the use of the word, I'm not sure how conscious the president was. I guess he wouldn't have used it if they had not anticipated that it would create some, at least eyebrow raising in some parts of this area. But I think it shows that he is more realist than we think he might be, and that he does believe that whatever you call the situation that we face, that there has to be a resolution of it, and that this resolution has to come soon rather than later.